Okay, let us, I covered a lot of material. Let me organize everything we've seen. A lot of material to look through. This is a machlokes of Akiva and Reb Tarfon. Now, what is the machlokes from Reb Akiva and Reb Tarfon? In Gezo. Gozo mechamisho b'nei Odo, and he doesn't know who. Reb Tarfon says, you put it down in front of him. According to Reb Tarfon, what is the chiyuv hashav asag zela? Now here, just this is Sugya Baba Kama Daf Kuf Gimel. It says like this: I have to, my chiyuv hashav asag zela is making it available to the nigzar. That's it. If I take a shvuah and there's a shvuah sepikaton, now what do? I have to put it into his hands. That is, okay, now. So therefore, Reb Tarfon says, fine, you put it on the table and say, here, take it. He says you have to pay everyone. So the Gemara has a kasha. Did he say it in all circumstances when I'm chayev to one of five? Or no, it's just mokam avera. And therefore there's a difference between in kiddush echem mechamisha noshim, there's no who he was makadesh, one of five. So in Kiddush Bebiyah, which is also either because it's Pitzus or it's a Gnai Hula, you're insulting her. Whatever the Yisr Tabon is, Ram Mangich, Aman Makadish Bebiyah. So, there, Rabbi Kiva says, to give it to Kolach Olach. But if it's Makadish Bekesef, no, in Mekach, there's no Aveim. Okay. That is where Rabbi Kiva and Reb Tarfon are coming from. Okay. Now, the question is a very simple question. Is what would, this is simply Machlokes Rabbi Kiva and Reb Tarfon, very clearly stated. Okay. Now, in the case of where there is no Aveira, then Rabbi Kiva agrees with Reb Tarfon. Okay. The Rambam, in the case of Mechira, writes an interesting thing. Rim Chosid who? Rizal Chosid. Misham Kolech Aviach. It doesn't say lots of Shidei Shemayim. Now, what about Pikadon and Halvah? What's the halacha? No, halacha in Pikadon is our Mishnah, our Gemara. Kvach Echod and Shnei Kvach. So if it is Kvach Echod, he hands it back in Kvach Echod. Now, according to the Riff's version of Kvach Echod means he got it in one envelope. Got one envelope. And he got it in one envelope. And therefore, he gives it his, and the Ramban says he's Mekayim his Chiyuv Hashava completely by giving it back in the format that he got it, how he got it. Yes, both of you. You gave it to him together in one envelope. He has one envelope. What's going to happen with that envelope? Fight it out between yourselves. Ramban, what Barber brings in the name of Reb Chaim, Ramban says, come out black and white. He's Mekayim Mitzchiv. Okay, what about Pikadon? Now, Pikadon and Hovo. So, Pikadon, you hand it back the way you got it. And the Ramban is very clear, you're Mekayim Mitzchiv Hashova that way. Now, is Pikadon and Halvah one halacha? Pikadon and Halvah is not one halacha. Now, what is the reason we give? Because it's a pshiyusa. Sefer HaTrumas, the Ramban, Rashba, etc. say pikon and halva is one halacha. That if I'm lover from a group of people, and I don't know who the halva was, so then I have to pay each one. If it is b'shtei krichas. If it's b'krach echad, I don't. Why? No, pshiusa. No. And just like in pikon, there's pshiusa, and halva, there's pshiusa. Now, there's a very big difference between pshiusa in pikon and pshiusa in halva. Pshiusa in pikon, I violate the chiyuvei shmira, I accept it upon myself. Kol lo yodano pshiusa hi. Okay, I violate that. So I agreed to it. It's also for me. I have to mekayem. What are my chiyuvim? My chiyuvim are to watch it, hold on to it, follow by them, and give it back to them, and give it back to them. If I'm in, if because my pshua, I'm incapable of giving back. And that is just as if I lost it somewhere in my house. What happens if I lost it somewhere in my house? And I can't find it somewhere. It's somewhere in my house. Where is it? I don't know. Somewhere in my house. What did we see? La halacha in such a case. That's a pshia and I have to pay. Right? So that could be a halacha only in pshia. We saw in the Sefer HaTrumas, and the Ramban says it, and the Rashba says it, and the whole large group of Rishonim say it very, very clearly. Halva and pikadon is one halacha. So it's not a din of pshia. Now, what is it? The Rashba says, I have to be careful with somebody else's money. Now, my question is this pshia, being careful with someone else's money, is this part of the machlok between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Tarfon? Or not part of the machlok between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Tarfon? Okay, that's a... Now, if it's not part of the machlok between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Tarfon, it would be very, very strange. What's very strange, that goes like this. Rabbi Kiva holds, in case of Aveira, you have to pay Kolecha V'yachim. Rabbi Tarfon holds, even in the case of Aveira, you don't have to pay Kolecha V'yachim. Then along comes Rabbi Tarfon says, but in the case of Pshi and Halva, you do have to pay Kolecha V'yachim. That comes out a little weird and strange. Why is not knowing who I borrowed from and not knowing who the mafkid is worse than actually stealing it from him. Right? That would come out very strange. So that's why, even despite what this gentleman had to tell me, my netiyah was to say, okay, the pshias being sloppy with someone else's money is also part of machlokes Rabbi Kiva. We'll have to see, can we read it into our Gemara? Not read it into our Gemara. Number one. The one person who interferes with this in a serious way is my friend the Rambam. Let's read what he has to say in Hilchos Ishus. Let's see what he has to say in Hilchos. Let's begin Hilchos Gzeila. Where is it in Hilchos Gzeila? Where is it? Perek Dalet. Goes to Echem Chamish, and you're demi who are nigs, Kolechem Echem Tovo, Omer. Lee goes out. I've been changed from Egg, which goes to Harakal Echem Ayem Nishba. She said, Goslo, Umashalim Zelo, Kolechem Yach. Abdo is a knas which a consoles of Chachamim. Nay, she over have a Gaza. Avadin Torah, ain't no Chai Vashalim, he suffered. He calls it a knas. Let's say, see what he says in Hilchos Ishus. No, it's not. Hilchos Ishus. Where is it? Perek Tes? What? Perek Tes. Hilchos Chavales. Where is that? Hilchos Chavales. המקדש איך אומר חמש נושים ואני יודע איזה מן קידיש, הולך ומן אומר עוצי קידיש, אסור בקרוב וסגור, נוצן גל חולך, מניח קצו באחס בני ומסדלק. He has a chov, and the chov was not created through anything wrong that he did. It's mistalik. Okay. In Kiddush Bevi'ah, Kansu also Chachamim, Shidin Tzubil Cholach Hazriach. It's a knas. Okay. Very clear. It's a knas. What does he say in Sha'ant? Let's say everyone. He doesn't say here that if he's Balot says Yidei Shammai, in the case Kiddush B'Kesef or B'Shtar, he doesn't say that if he Balot says Yidei Shammai. No. It's nothing he took. Okay. In the case of Mecca, Hilchos Mechira, where is it in Hilchos Mechira? What perik is in Hilchos Mechira? What? Chaf. What halacha?
Beis.
What?
Beis.
What?
Two. Beis.
Beis. Two. Lokach mecha mecha me mekofa bo, v'nishba. Al sheker. V'otza tshuva. I mean, v'otza l'shav. V'otza oma ani hu shekavata v'nishbata. V'oma ani yodaya. Kolach alach v'nei sh'over aveira. Okay. Here, it's very interesting. He doesn't say it's a knas. Right? That's halacha gimel. Locha mekach machem hush v'nadam v'chol v'enu dami lochach meyach d'vei mekach v'nei amastarek. Yodo amunocha mach yodo achi yodo yal. Ha yachosi. Lifnim yishu sadin no sen dom v'chol lecha v'achot. Lazi day shamay. What's the difference between this and a ksuba? The difference between this and a ksuba is simple. A ksuba is a brand new chiyuv. I didn't take anything that I have to give back to someone, and no one's out to lose anything. But here, if I put it down and no one can figure it out, so the Baal HaMekach, who I owe money to, is going to lose. So since the Baal HaMekach I owe money to is going to lose, let's say Yidei Shamayim that no one should lose money, al yodi. Okay. But, and if he did it not pay, but if he took each one was mashbir him, with a shuas apikotin, and then he swore to all of them. Lokach mekach echod mehem. Lokach ma meyachem, v'kofabo, v'nishbal shekem. What's a tshuva? Okay. Rotsu l'sham, echod tove also oma, ani hu shekofa. And he said, whatever, once there's an avera mixed in there, chayev. But it's interesting. So where did he get this halacha from? So if you take a look in the Magen Mishnah, because, no, but he did it, he says, in Beis, he says, in halacha gemo, where did he get halacha gemo from? He said, okay, Shavavir, says the Ran, it's a knas. He doesn't say knas? No. That's all I have to say knas. Okay, now, that's Hilchos Mechir. Comes along, so, that's the way Ran learns this halacha. It's a knas, even though he doesn't say knas. Comes along in Hilchos Shaylah Pikudin, he never mentions knas. Doesn't mention a knas. Or he doesn't happen to talk about halvah. Why doesn't he talk about halvah? Ram in general just bring the Gemara, an extra brand new halacha. Says Shnayim Shef Kigoyts. He says, he's a poshea, you're a lichtof, shem kolecha v'achal kitshel. The question is, does he? A very simple question. Is this Reb Tarfon and Reb Akiva agreeing, and it's not a knas, or not? No, it doesn't say knas. That itself would be an eye opener if I didn't have in Hilchos Mechira. It also doesn't say knas. Here is it a knas. I was sloppy with somebody else's money. Okay, being sloppy with someone else's money. No. My biggest problem I have is a plain logical problem. In the case you stole someone's money, comes along with Tarfon and says, that's not enough. Timachayu to pay, kolecha v'yecha. No. And in the case where I didn't steal someone's money, you're sloppy with someone's money, no, Reb Tarfon would agree. That's very hard. I find that a little, as I told the good Rabbi Spiro, yeah, it's a little mind-blowing. Okay. But the Rambam has another option. I'm talking about Pikudin here. And since the Rambam is talking about Pikudin, so maybe it doesn't apply to Halvah. It's separate din and Pshia. I'm a Poshea. But wait a second. Zechiv HaShova. And since Zechiv HaShova, in order to Makayim HaChiv HaShova, once I'm a Poshea, there are two types of Chiv HaShova, with a Pashia and without a Pashia. If there's no Pashia, my Chiv HaShova is just to make it available. But Zechiv HaShova, if there is a Pashia, my Chiv HaShova is give it back or pay. Oh, it's a pshia, so all of a sudden, give it back a pay. So pikadon may not have, may just be chiyav hashava. That's also what I was thinking. But then I was thinking, wait a second. Gzeil also has a chiyav hashava. And then, I said, if gzeil also has a chiyav hashava, wait a second, there's a difference in the chiyav hashava. Gzeil chiyav hashava according to Rambam is only if the thing is intact. The thing's not intact, it's not a chiyav tashlumin. So, but here the thing is intact. Just put it down. And so, at that point, I got totally stopped. So, now, what happened? Okay. Now, what does the Rambam say in Hilchos Gzeila? There's another problem in the Rambam. Let's see what he says in Hilchos Gzeila. Hilchos Gzeila, he says. He says, Amishnaim Gazal Tiyav. Wait one second. Dalek Zeva Halochiyut. Says like this. Omelishnaim, Kazalti Echamikam, Ovishlachamikam, in a day Zeho. And Bolotzes Yidesh, and Botzes Yidesh Shamayim, Chaibushalim Zelo, Halech of Yech. Abedin, and a notion of Zela Achas, Rehain Holkin also Bene, Sherei. That is, there's no tainus bari. What about in the case of Shai Bekodin and Shtei Krichas? Pays both. Kricha Achas is Makayim Bekodin putting down. So, what about if there's a tainus Shava? Of Echad Mikem? Where does he quote that? What is it? No. Wait a second. Wait one second. Did he call Abba Hifkid? What? What? Dalad Yud. Why are you saying Dalad Yud? Shall it be called Dalad Yud? What? No, no. There is no Dalad Yud. Computer is fooling you. Okay. Now, okay. This is, if you say Havo, to me it's relatively clear. It's part of the Machlokes and Reb Tarfon and Reb Akiva. After we outline everything, we'll go through the Gemara in a very detailed way. This is one issue, Reb Akiva and Reb Tarfon. Yeah.
Could there be a difference that in one case you know you borrow from two both of them?
And what?
One of them you know, in the case of the Mishnah, you know you borrow from both of them. Any day of Gatisha?
If I borrow from two, no, what? I know I borrowed from one of two people. No, that's the second. If I borrowed from two, and that's a whole issue we'll get into shortly when we get into Mora B'miktsas and Yodam Praticha. Wait one second. You're jumping ahead. Okay, now. This is Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Tarfon. What is it they say? Now, the Rif invents a brand new halacha. The Rambam followed him, and the Rosh followed him. That is a shua. And it's a nishba v'noto b'nikitas chayfetz. Okay, so along comes all the Rishonim. And they try to figure out where is, along comes the Mepharshim, I can't say. Different Rishonim had different ideas about it, but it's much clearer. So, what is the Shavuot about? So, comes the Groth and says, where's the Shavuot about? Actually, you can see it in Sefer Trumas already. He says, it's Chem v'Neil Pinkos. Okay. Now, what's the case of Chem v'Neil Pinkos? Okay, let's just take the case of the Mishnah Chem v'Neil Pinkos. I have people working for me, and I have a foreman, and he's managing the work. And my deal with him is, at the end of the day, he sees who did their job, he pays them, and he comes to me and say, no, there were 20 workers, I paid them 1,000 shekel for the day. You know, 20 workers, I need 20,000 shekel. Okay. That's my deal. I give him 20,000 shekel. But here, what happens if the workers come to me and say, we did our job, he didn't pay. And he turns around and says, he did pay. And I'm stuck there. What do I do? So if I was simple-minded, and we'll see many Rishonim are so simple-minded, they say, well, with the Raisa, as far as the workers go, it's any day in Praticha. Because I know they worked for me, and I owe them the wages. And as far as the... Chemini goes, I don't know what they paid, it's any of them is Chayavti. That's one mahalat some Rishonim have. We'll see. Major League Machlokes Rishonim. Okay. So, Kana D'Rabbanon, I pay both, but both the Poelim and the foreman and the Chemvini have to take a shvua that I didn't pay them. Okay. So, what did Sefer Trumas say? What did the Gross say? Who latches onto the Sefer Trumas, is whenever I have to pay two people for all sorts of, for whatever reason, and I know I'm only chayiv one, there's a nishba v'nota. That halacha of chamibah. All different scenarios they may be. So what happens? Chazal made a takana, you have to pay both. The moment Chazal made a takana, both, that's takana number one. For whatever reason they made such a takana, or in midaraisu, or miyatsam adin, whatever. That's not immediately. Then there's halacha of shvuah that when you take money, and two people take money from one person who's chayav to one of the two of them, then you pay. Then you have to take with a shvuah. And that's a shvuah chamin al pekasa. So says the Sefer HaTrumas, and the Gros says, and that is this entire thing. Okay. But it's not only when you pay, and when Bezdin has the right to collect from only one of them, because of a weird set of circumstances, Bezdin, for in the case of two shtaris, what is the case of two shtaris? The case of two shtaris is that two edim are machish each other. So one of the two kite edim is a kat posel. We don't know which one. So the Gemara says, Ravona says, Zebov of Neat. Each one has a cheskas kashus. On a suffix, you don't cancel out the cheskas kashus. So what do you do? Each one can come by itself and be made. But you can't have one aid from one cart, one aid from another cart being made together because you know it's definitely a cart posel. Okay. So you have a malvin. You have two malvin. Each has a shtar. And that shtar is a good shtar, perfect shtar, except against one loaf. So Bezdin now, and one card is on one shtar, one card's on the other shtar. One card's on one shtar, one card's on the other shtar. So Bezdin can only collect. So it goes. Each one by themselves, if they come and collect, they can collect, have a good shtar. If both together come to collect, so Bezdin says, wait a second. We know one is good, one's not good. So the Gemara said, oh, okay, that's Nasr. That is Chamei Al Pekasa. Each one can collect, but if we put them together, Bezdin can only collect one. So they have to take a shvua. Fine. Tell the Gemara if you comes along. This is the Gra, this is Sefer HaTrumas. The Beis Yosef comes along and says, no, I'll take a look in the Kesef Mishnah. I don't like it, he says. There's a very fundamental difference between Gzela, Pikadin, and Chamei Al Pekasa. Very fundamental difference. What's the fundamental difference? Comes along with Beis Yosef. I don't like to say Sefer HaTrumas. I don't like what the Gra has to say. He says, in the case of Chamei Al Pekasa, I'm chayiv to Ruvein or Shimon. One of the two. Because the way it was set up, I have to pay both, even though I'm chayiv once. In the case of Shtaris, I say I'm not chayiv. Bezdin can collect only once, but each one by themselves can come and collect, even though I say I'm only chayiv once. So, as a result of which, there's a shvur. That is the shvur Chamei Al Pekasa. But here, in Gezel, what did Bezdin do? What did the Takana Rabbana do? You chayev to all of them. It's not a sofik you chayev to Reuven or to Shimon. When is there halach of Chamei Al Pekasa, he says, when you chayev to Reuven or Shimon? And Reuven by himself, you chayev to. Shimon by himself, you chayev to. But you're not chayev to Reuven and Shimon together. So, what do you do? So they made a takana that you nishma v'not. That I understand. That's Chamei Al Pekasa. The shtar, Bezdin can only collect one shtar. But each one by itself they can collect. But Bezdin can only collect one of the two. Bezdin can only collect four Reuven or four Shimon. But here, in the case of Gesel, and in the case of Pekasa, And in the case of Ksuba Makadish Babia, what's halacha? The Takana Rabbanu is you have to pay all of them. All different business. You can't jump from Chem V'Nyalp and Kosa to this. Because there's no jump. So says Beshef. All right, so where did the Rif come up with the Shua from? He said that you can't just jump from one to the other. So what does so comes along? Look, it's both in Bes Yosef and Kesef Mishneh. He comes up with this halacha. Where is it? It's in Shvesa Pekot. It says, so where, how'd they come up with their shua from? It says, wait a second. What? Okay. I didn't see. Yeah. Vatam. What's the reason? Mishum the klauhu. We call him notin mo'os mechaveiro api diburo. Whenever I come to collect money, shelo al pi edim, I have to take a shvuah. That's the klal. Here, I'm collecting money shelo al pi edim. And the whole collection of money is because I tainted this and you tainted that. And my time is more acceptable than your time is more acceptable. Take a shvua. Inami, the came to Medina Potter, to Ovid Isura Consul. And what a consul, the Shalom Below Shu. It's a knas. What is the Bes Yosef implicitly assuming? That Pikodna is also a knas, right, Rabbi Spiro? You see that? I'm just not off the wall there when I talk. Okay. It's also a knas. Okay. And if you apply it to Halvor, as Shulchan Aruch does, it's also a knas. He understood everyone, it's a knas. Why I did an Avera? What's the Avera? Gezel's the Avera, Mekadosh Babiyah's. Yeah, very good. It's not being careful with somebody else's money is an avera. All this is an avera. The only problem is a nishba v'notel has to, those of you who learned shulis last year, and everyone should who's been with me since the beginning of the year should know, a nishba v'notel is a shulis hamishnah. And we don't invent it unless we have some statement of Tanoim who say a Mishnah, a Brice, or something. Where in the world did you find it? Or, okay. That's the second one. I don't know any marker for it. It's a very good idea, but it has to be. They made such a tekona. Is it written anywhere that he knows about it? It's logical that they would have made such a takana, but logical they should have made a takana does not enough to justify a takana. I don't know where Beis Yosef was coming from. Yes.
We have cases where he's chayv only because of his dibur and he doesn't have to make a shuas and open by Imyode and Paraticha. There's no shuas and open.
Okay. So that could be maybe because of Cheskas Chiyuf. The moment I say I borrowed, I'm chayev. Then I have to pater myself. Okay? We can, but the first one, how does he know the first? So the second one, b'chlal was difficult. And the first one, at tam yishum, to call hu l'chomot, maybe he understands, so we'll see where he may be coming from, that what's the klal of Chem v'nei al Pinkaso? That given the stira and their tainus, each one collects. Okay, so he's back to Chem v'nei al Pinkaso. The Gur says here, he says, what's this, where's this coming from? He says, maybe here in Shalat Pikod, he says, Gur says, Nishba. He says, why? Chem v'nei al Pinkaso. And I don't know, okay. And I don't understand why the Bais Yosef has all those headaches. He comes after these reasons. Bais Yosef had a good reason for it, but and my biggest headache, and no reason tries to justify it. So the Gros said the reason, because they saw the klal in Chem v'nei al Pinkaso is when you collect from a number of people, even though Mikad Din is only one person, you chayev to, that's what it is. That's where the Shul comes from. Okay, now, yes.
Bikavim and Halva is a Shia, it's a Kaf, so why not by Mecca?
Who asked that question? Very famous Jew asked that question. It's called the Rashba. Okay, we'll see inside the Rashba he asked that question. Okay. Now, this is where the Shua is, where the Chiyav is all about. Now, Rishonim had a bunch of other questions here. I'll see it outside and then we'll see it inside. Wait a second. They said, why is there a Shvuah? Why is there a Shvuah? I'll tell you why there's a Shvuah. He says, never bother. Who needs a Shvuah? Why? I go up to someone and say, you owe me 200. You say 100, I know 100, I don't know. Chamshin Yodayna, Chamshin Lo Yodayna. Chamshin Yodayna, Chamshin Lo Yodayna, so you pay without a Shvuah. And here, each one, he goes up, each one comes and you owe me 200, says 100 I know, 100 I know. So comes along the Ramban, says, wait one second. That's not a question in the way I understand the Sugya. What's Krachecho, what's Shtei Krachecho? He says, even in Shnei Krach, they were both there together. Is Zeh Bifnei Zeh. If they were there, Zeh Bifnei Zeh, they know there was only 300. So they say, yes. So, and the Ramban brings out a whole Gemara, Daf Gimel, Omer Aleph, and Omer Beis, in Masechta Bav Metzia. Gemara says like this. Neima Omre Torah. Moda Mixas Atayna Yishova. Why did the Torah say that? Moda Mixas Atayna Yishova. I'll tell you why. And so, Chazok, there's one Chazok, and Tovea, and Yesh the Wolf. If I come into a question, Bezdin with a claim, and I'm Elach Yid, I have a basis for it. On the other hand, Enor Mezpanu Bifnei Balchova. He's not going to deny the claim. Okay, so what do you do? So there's a steer between my chazok and his chazok. So therefore, kofar kol is potter. But if there is a mode of a mitzah, so then what's the halacha? I'll pay some, I'll pay the rest later. I'm not going to say a red-faced lie. So it's way drag your out. Okay. Now, the big machlokes Rishonim, how to understand that sugya. Take a look at the Ramban and the Rashba on Daf Gimel. They understand it very simple. You only have a Shvuah Moda B'Mitzas where you have that Stira and the possibility of Shtamu Dekom Shtamu. But I say I'm chayv 300. I'm taking 300 out of my pocket. You have, it's between the two. Who gets that extra 100? Not a promise to mutter kam shtam. That's how the Ramban says it clearly. Comes along the Rashba and says like this. Not so simple. The question is, v'hashar yehe munach, right? Or put it, what is the halacha in the case of pikadon? Shemufkid zeman of zemasai. He says he pays 200. He says maybe. He says, but he says. So he doesn't like it. So he begins with the Mahalach. Really, what it is, here is a motive of Mechitzas here. It is a motive of Mechitzas. It's Chamshin Yodayna, Chamshin Lo Yodayna. He says that. Okay. So really, each one has to pay. But it's a problem. The person, he's going to pay double. So what do you do? And one of them is an outright liar. So what do? You have a hipuch of what's happening here is a hipuch of a motor b'mitzvah. Means you flip the shoe around. Okay. Bumps into a problem. There's a halach of helich. What's the halach of helich? If I go up to you 100, you say 50. And then you hand me 50 right in the spot. Here, take the 50. No modern mix. Modern mix is when there's a chov of 50. He says, here, there's a pikadon. He says, take yours. It's right in front of you. Take it. It's helich. Oh, it is helich. It's not helich. Might be helich. Could be helich. Would be helich. Doesn't like it. Okay, so he gets out of the helich problem. But he's beginning with the motor mixes that gets flipped around. Then he says, no. Says, the Gemara says, who's a nishma benota with a motor mixes? With a hipoch, it's only a choshen on a shvua. Only mahapich. Only mahapich chosh. You know what mahapich is. So then he has to go back to the Ramban, agree with the Ramban. It's not chamshin yodayna, chamshin lo yodayna. Because of the fact that they, it is in front of each other, they both agree that there's a total of 300, and he's willing to pay the 300. There's no ishtamuti kom ishtam. Okay, therefore, that's why there's no chamshin yodana, chamshin lo yodana. So says the Rabbi. After he tries to be mahapa, all his things that it's a motor b'mitzvah, it's a type of motor b'mitzvah, a heap of motor b'mitzvah, he ends up back, no, Ramban's right. Okay. Now, that is very good if we go with the case of the Rif. But if we don't go with the case of the Rif, and we say, they don't know about each other, so there's no fighting it out between themselves. See? Take a look. Okay. So that is, so that's a problem. So why isn't it in Chamshin Yodayna, Chamshin Lo Yodayna? Okay. So one group of Rishonim take refuge in a part of Havilei Lameda, Lo Havilei Lameda. Okay. Okay. But let's just take a look here. Take a look in Ayin Vav. In Shulchan Aruch. Hilchus Halva, he says, Echad Shalova Mishnayim, Bevasachas, Mizemon, Mizemon, Mosayim. והודיעו משל מי היו המונו ומשל היו המוסאי, שבואם לטוב ואומר כל אחד שלי הם מוסאים, ואינו יודע איזה מהם. איזה בעל המסא, צורך להיתן לכל אחד מוסאים. He says like this, what's the case? Two people are standing, I'm taking a loan, one hands me 100, one hands me 200, I take it, then each one knows about it. And then I pay kol echad v'echad. That's shtei krichos. Comes along the shach and says, okay, that's very good according to the riff. Who said shtei krichos zeh b'fnei zeh. Kricha achas is one envelope. But the Torah says, the Rosh is going to say, in the case of halvah, he's going to agree with the Rif. He's going to agree with the Rif. You need Zeh b'fnei zeh. Okay. So the Shach says, what's the difference between Pikadon and Halva? No. Very good question. And he leaves it with Tzorich Iyun. I don't know, he says. Loma, the halva shiny mi pikadon b'zeh. If you take a look at Rabbi Nesivas Hamishpot here, at the back, Bechlau has a very interesting long hakdoma here. I involve Jesus. Kodim Shinovi Levir has Simenatek Hasuga. He has a long explanation of Hasuga Bishas Bob Matsya Daflamat Zayin. Okay. Then after he finishes his long hakdoma, it's kedai to go through it. He says, Ayin Shach. Says like this, he says, take a look at the Shach, take a look what he says. He says as follows. Essentially, what he says is as follows. In Pikadon and Gezel, I have to put it in front of you and make it available because it's a Chiyav Hashava. Halva, I have to hand it, give it into your hand. Take a look what he said, and Mirz Hashem will say. There's another, it's an important ketzos. And Simon Shin. What is Simon Shin? What's the halacha the ketzos is bothered by? Mecca, why a Mecca who memkar? He's chayiv lotzes yidei shamayim. And in Pikadon is not chayiv lotzes yidei shamayim. So he says, I'll tell you. He's bothered why in our sugya is not what's. So what is his idea? Take a look. Simon Shins, you've got an Aleph. Pikadon is no Chiyav Hashava. He's coming obviously again from the total different angle. No Chiyav Hashava in Pikadon. I just make it available. So I made it available. But, so, there's no lots of Yidei Shemayim. I'm a Kayim HaHashava putting it on the table, right in front of you. It's yours. But Chol, I owe money. Once I owe money, I have to make sure I pay my debts. Now, right? That's what he says. That fits perfectly into his worldview. There's no Chiyav HaShava in the case of Pikadon. But wait one second. He saw a lot of people disagree with this. So why, Hanami, is there a difference? The answer is very simple. Goes back to what we said in the Ramban. There are two levels of Chiyav HaShava. If the object is here, which just make it available to give it back. But the moment it's, if it's not here, right, Vav Posheya, and it's not here, and I can, there's a possibility I won't be time I feel my shoulder, then it's object of money. It's right here. What is it? Well, let's see, Shemai Importer. What does the Shulchan Aruch say? He says, very simple. He says, in Krach Echod, I don't have to pay. We got to see that Shemai. He says, why not? Why is it different than Mekach? Krach Echod, there's no Pshia. In Mekach, there's no Pshia. So why don't have to? Why in Shulchan Aruch Paskins and the Rambam Paskins in Mekach I have to be Yotzei Sidei Shemayim? And because not, the answer is very simple. I didn't do any Pshia, no Pshia. So without before Pshia, what's my Chiyav Hashava? Just giving it back, making it available. Okay. The Chiyav Tashlum hasn't kicked in yet, and that's what the Rambam says. I fully fulfill my Chiyav Hashava by putting it on the table right in front of you. That's exactly what the Ramban says. You don't have to come on to his no chiyuv hashava. He overstated the case. But I have a chov to one of five people. But all this is Shemai. You pay your debts. Okay. I just organized the whole sugya very clear. We'll now see it in a more detailed way. But it should be very outlined. After the information overload, just listen to it again.